Hi, this is Amina, and you're listening to an interview that I did with Elaine Stevens from The Diz.
Hi, my name's Elaine Stevens with Dizzy Izzy's. Oh, I'm sorry, The Diz.
When did you open this place?
Well, I have been here for 22 years. It was me and my husband opened it 22 years ago under a different name. And my brother came into the picture in September. We were closed from May till September. We reopened in September under the name of The Diz.
How did you get the idea of opening this place and its name?
Oh, goodness. I always wanted to own a bar. I always wanted to own a bar. I owned a liquor store, and it just wasn't me. I owned Save It Liquors down on 29th Street. I didn't like that. So this, I wanted to own a bar, and this bar became available. And I always wanted to own a little neighborhood bar that did good food. So this bar came available, and the food didn't take off till basically about 5-6 years ago. And then we became real popular for our food. City Paper did a nice article on us, and once they did that article, our food took off. And the name, it had several names. Dizzy Izzy's, I had a friend, her name was Izzy, and my son was little at the time, and we wanted to change the name from Buckley's to something else. And I said, why don't think of a name? And he said, Fat Mamas or Dizzy Izzy's. And I said, well, it's not going to be Fat Mamas. So that's how we got Dizzy Izzy's. And then when we had to change the name, the people from the Ace of Cakes would always say, we're going to The Diz tonight. And they, you know, on their show, well, were you at The Diz? So that's where we got the name The Diz.
Why did you change the name?
Well, we had some problems. My friend Michael was on the license. He wanted his name taken off the license. So we had to go through a whole new license renewal. And in order to do that, they made us change the name.
What do you do here?
Everything. I do everything. I cook. I basically make sure that everything runs smoothly. I'm like the overseer of all the children. But I can cook. I can do it all. I can fill in. I can, if someone calls out, I'll cook. I can tend bar, wait tables. If I have to clean the bathrooms, I'll clean the bathrooms. Whatever it does to make it run.
So what is unique about this place?
The customers. We have the best customers in the whole world. That's what makes this place so special. We have all walks of life, and you'll get a professor from Hopkins. We had a professor teaching a class here one afternoon, upstairs. And then you'll get your everyday, normal people like me and you. And it's just, everybody gets along so well. We have the best customers in the whole world. We get a lot of the Hopkins kids, too. We get a lot of the students. I had one boy, he came here, and every time he came, I would always make sure he had his greens. He had to have either his broccoli or his Brussels sprouts. He says, I'm going to write my mother. She's going to be so happy that you make me eat my greens. And he still comes in here to this day and says, and orders his greens, his broccoli or his Brussels sprouts. And you know what's really good about this place, too? When the Hopkins kids graduate, you know, we have them for like 4 years. The same kids will see, leave for spring break, they'll come back. They'll go for the Christmas, they'll come back. For 4 years, we deal with these people. And then when they graduate, they'll bring their parents here the day of graduation, which is really kind of neat. You know, I guess Daddy wants to see what all these charges are from the Diz. But that's nice. I mean, it makes you feel special. It's like a family here. It really is.
What role does it play in the neighborhood?
I think it's a big role in the neighborhood. And when we were closed from May to September, I left a little note hanging on the door, and I got it somewhere. I kept the note. All the people who signed that, saying that they have a void in their life. Dizzy Izzy's was not here. They felt like something was missing. I think it's a nice place where people can go just to meet and, you know, like close to the neighborhood. The night we reopened, the day we reopened, it was so, look, I'm getting emotional talking about it, but it was so touching because everybody was hugging and kissing. Like they were, it's like they were back with their best friends again. So it was nice. It was nice.
Do you live in Remington?
I do. I live right across the street. I've lived here all my life. My grandfather owned on 29th Street, the corner store there. That was my grandfather's grocery store. So I've been here all my life. And I worked in that grocery store from the time I was 8 years old. So I have a lot of history in this neighborhood.
So what do you think the future of this place will be?
This business, I think, has a really good future. We would like to, I mean, I'd like to, my brother just, I just had a conversation with my brother. He says, you know, this business is a lot worth a lot of money. And, but he doesn't want to sell it either. And I said, nah, I think I've got a good 10 more years left. I mean, I'm getting old. I'm 57 years old. So, you know, I think I've got 10 more good years left here. I think the best is yet to come with this business. I think it's only going to get better and better. I really do. We're going to apply for outside seating. Hopefully we get it. I think that'll be a plus. I think there's a lot more room to grow in this business. And the neighborhood, I live across the street. My daughter lives right here, and my aunt lives next door to her, who's been here 50 plus years. No, I wouldn't move. I love it around here.